Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Mishnah Berurah Yomi. Today we are beginning Siman Kuf Lamed Tes, Sifim Aleph through Gimel. We're going to talk about preparation for Kriyas HaTorah, a Kohen or a Levi who doesn't know the Kriya, calling up for an Aliyah, and giving Aliyos to a Suma, to someone who is blind. Says the Mechaber in Kuf Lamed Tes Aleph, B'makom Shanagu Sheha'ola Atmo Korei B'kol Ram. So if a Shul's Minhag is for the Ola to do the Kriya, so im lo sider techila haparsha pahnaim v'shalosh beino levein atzmo lo yale. If he has not prepared the parsha for himself two or three times, he should not go up for an aliyah. What if he is called up nonetheless? Says the Mishnah Berurah, sif aleph haynu afapi shekra uhu lalos. Even if they called him up, nonetheless, he should not go up. V'amru chazal shol shol dvarim mekatum yamav shol adam ve'echan v'yam yishan osan lo sefer Torah likros v'ino korei. Even though chazal say that there are three things that shorten a person's life, one of them is if they give him a sefer Torah to read from and he doesn't read. Ha'cha lo yale. In this case, he should not go up to get an aliyah. Shetzech mitchila letzader b'ino levin atzmo. He needs to prepare the kriya for himself. The Chachamim allude to this din from the pasuk in Iov that one prepared and investigated the matter and only then said it. So based on this aforementioned Mamar Chazal, that if one is given a Sefer Torah to read, he doesn't read, so his life is shortened because of that, do you have to agree to lean if you're asked to lean? So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman in footnote 1 says that one should not refuse if he is asked to be the Baal Korei. The Ramah continues in Sif Aleph, V'makom she'achazon Korei hu tzarech l'sader techila, in a place where the Baal Korei is the one who does the Kriya, he needs to be the one to prepare it in advance. What if nobody prepared? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Beis, uvidiyevedim ein sham beveis haknesses mishasidei le'atzmo mitchila, if there was nobody who prepared the reading in advance. K'desh l'levat al kriya b'tzibor, no'agin l'ha'ak ha'shikra echad she'odeh l'nagin ato amim afapi shelo sider. In order to make sure that we don't go without the reading at all, so the practice is to be lenient to allow one who knows the trup, even without preparation, to do the kriya. And people read it before him quietly from a chumash or a siddur in order to help him along. The Mishnah Berurah expands on this. Who else needs to be prepared? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Gimel. Not only should the Baal Korei be prepared, but also the Ola should be prepared. If one does Shnai Mikra, Ve'echa Targum, on Erev Shabbos, so then that counts as his preparation, because that is considered to be preparing from a Siddur. The Levush writes, quoted in footnote 4, that the reason why the Ola needs to be prepared is so that he can read along with the Chazan. And in the Shair HaTziyun, so the Mishnah Berurah says that it's best to do Shnai Mikra Ve'echa Targum on Erev Shabbos, just in case one is called up for an Aliyah. Continues the Mechaber in Se'iv Beis. Mi she'ino yodea likros. Tzarech limchos biyado shlo yala l'sefer Torah. If one does not know the Kriya, he should be dissuaded from being ole to the Torah. Ve'im tzrichim l'zeh she'ino yodea likros l'fishu hu kohen olevi ve'in shamachar zulaso. If we're in need of a person who doesn't know the Kriya, such as a case where he's a Kohen or a Levi, and there's no one else aside from him, im kishe yikra lo shliach tzibur mila b'mila yodea lo amrav l'krosa menaksav yachol lalos. If when someone else reads word for word for this person, he's able to read it from the writing, from the scroll itself, so then he can get an aliyah ve'im lav lo yale. However, if he's not able to even do that, then he should not get an aliyah. Can we do this lechatchila? Can we do this word for word assistance lechatchila? So says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Dalet. Mitoch divrei hamechaber muchach. It's clear from the words of the mechaber that afilu miyachol likros imashliach tzibur mila b'mila mitoch haksav gam kein ein likroso kevan shiyachol likro leacher. So it's clear from the mechaber that we don't rely on this word for word assistance lechatchila. It's only when there is no one else available. But if there is someone else available, then we should call up that person. However, avomi divrei hatur lekaman b'simin kuf memalach. from the Torah and the Rosh, mashma the yeshla hakel bezeh. It's implied that we can be lenient for this to call up someone where he's going to need word for word assistance. Ubefrat in the especially according to what we're going to see in just a second, sif gimel from the Maharil. So certainly we should not be stringent about this. So let's get to sif gimel. Says the Mechaber, afilu rosh hakneses ochazon lo yikra acha yomru lo kira. Even the head of the shul or the chazin, he shouldn't get an aliyah until he is called up, until they tell him to read. Why is this? Says the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Vav. Oh, sorry, we skipped one Mishnah Berurah. So, Sif Hei, Lo Yala, why is it that a person who can't read, even with word-for-word assistance, should not get an aliyah? If he shall also lick or safilu osa'acha shalom and aksaf. Because it's forbidden to read even one letter, not from the writing itself. We're going to see that according to the Ramah, we are lenient in all cases. So getting back to Sif Gimel in the Mechaber, where we said that the Rosh HaKnesses, or the Chazon, the head of the shul, the Chazon, they shouldn't get an aliyah until they're told to read, says the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Vav, a kol shekein adam da'ama, certainly someone else in shul. V'ata'am she'in ra'i she'yachlok adam kavo li'atzmo. It's not proper for a person to take honor for himself. We want to avoid strife, and if we leave it up to the people to decide without being called up, everybody's going to say, no, it's my turn, no, it's my turn. So instead, we have a gabai who calls up for aliyos. Continues the Mechaber, v'nohagu sheshliach tzibur kesherotzeh mevarich v'korei belinit yilas reshos. The minhag is that the shliach tzibur is allowed to get up and make the brachos and do a kriya even without receiving permission. Why? Mishum dahava ki ilu mishashem minuhu l'shliach tzibur hirshuhu valkach. Because once he was appointed as the shliach tzibur, it's essentially that he was given permission to read when he wanted to read. And that's why he was appointed as the shliach tzibur. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Zayin, clarifying that shir halashon kinhu. This is what the mechaber means to say. Mishum dahava ki ilu hirshuhu al kach. It's as if they gave him permission to read. Mishah sheminuhu l'shliach tzibur from the time that they appointed him as the representative of the congregation. Ubeveis Yosef mevor Yosef. The Beis Yosef gives a lengthier explanation of this. The chevan da achshav since nowadays there is a Baal Kore who reads instead of the Olim, in Kain Kivan Shehershuhu Li Yoshliach Tzibur, once the person was appointed as the Baal Kore, Hare Hirshuhu Likros Batora, so he was given permission to read. Umistama Lo Kapta Yimivarech Gam Kain, and therefore, presumably, people will not be upset, they're not going to care if he also makes the Bracha, Achare Shebalav Hachi Hu Akore, because even without making the Bracha, he's going to be the one who is reading the Torah. Says the Ramah in Se'iv Gimel, Uvimedinos Elu Eino Agin Kain. In Ashkenaz, that is not the minhag. Rather, ve'inachazan ole rakesh hasgan omer lo la'alos. Nobody gets up for an aliyah without being called up. Aval ein korin lo bishmo kemo sha'ar ha'olim shekorim osam bishmam ploni bar ploni. However, when you call up the chazan, so he's not called up the way others are called up. Others are called up ploni bar ploni, but the chazan is not called up that way. So why is that? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Ches, kivan shehu omi chom, because he's already standing there. So why do you have to say ploni bar ploni? Seems to be that our minhag is to call up ploni bar ploni even when the Baal Kore is at the bima already. Continues the Ramah. Umi sha'aviv mumar la'avodas kochavim. If unfortunately one's father has betrayed the religion, he's now he's gone astray to avodah zarah. Korin oso b'shem avi aviv. So when you call up the son, you call him up by the name of his grandfather. Avalo b'shmo levad shelo levay shabaram. You shouldn't call him up just by his own name because we don't want to embarrass him. V'davko shelo ala miyamav b'shem aviv. However, that's only true if he's never gone up by the name of his father. Aval imhu gadol, if he's already an adult, v'hurgal ba'usa ha'ir la'alos b'shem aviv, he's already become accustomed to being called up by his father's name, and then v'himir aviv la'avodos kochavim, and then his father went astray, so then korim oso b'shem aviv k'mosho hurgal, so then you should continue calling him up by his father's name, shelo levay shel berabim, you don't want to embarrass him in public. V'chein imika l'meichash le'ivas ha'mumar, and also we might be concerned for the hatred of the person who went astray, we don't want him to cause us any harm. Va'asufi ushtuki korin oso b'shem avi imo. So if you have someone whose lineage is not known, an Asufi, someone gathered up from the marketplace, or a Shtuki, where his father is not known, so then he's called up by his maternal grandfather's name. Because we know his mother's name, so we call him up by his maternal grandfather's name. Vim Enu Yadua, if you don't know even that, so then Korin Oso B'Shem Avraham Kemol Ger. So you call him up by the name of Avraham Avinu, just as we would do for a Ger. So let's get into the Mishneh Berurah in terms of all of these halachos of calling people up and how we call them up. Says the Mishneh Berurah in Se'if Tes, Shalo Levai Shober Rabim, if one's father went astray, you should not use adjectives for the father. You don't call him by a praiseworthy name. You shouldn't say something that's false. Rather, you should kind of mumble the name, say it quickly so that people don't pay too much attention to it. This also only applies in that city. If the person whose father went astray goes to a different city and they ask him, how are you called up to the Torah? Yomar Shem Avi Aviv. So then in that case, he should say his grandfather's name. How should one reference his father's name when he's being called up to the Torah? So Rav Eliashiv writes, you should say Ben Rab Ploni. And how should a Gabbai call up his father? So there are two different opinions over here. In the Eretz Tzvi, Simen Tzadi Zayin, this is quoted in footnote 6, so he writes to say Yamod Avi Mori, and then the name, Ploni Ben Ploni. However, there are others, Rav Eliashiv, Rav Ben Zion Abba Shaul, they say just Yamod Avi Mori. You don't even say the name of your father. So there are different minhagim when it comes to that. Continues the Mishneh Berurah in Sif Yud, B'Shem Avi Imo, Umayri Shabas Achas Kodem Shanasaf Min Ashuk V'Amra Shehi Imo. The case of the Asufi or the Shtuki is a case where before the child was gathered up, so a woman came and testified that she is the mother. V'ayin b'taz shedaito d'yesh l'krosu b'shem ben Avram v'chai adam gam kin kosov shezo yoser nachon. The Taz and the Chai Adam say that even in that case, it's better for him to be called up by Avraham Avinu rather than by his maternal grandfather's name. Interesting reasoning that the Taz brings, because if the person comes to divorce his wife eventually and he uses that name of his maternal grandfather, so then that's going to be, then the get is going to be puzzle, because in the get, the family names need to be Mishpachosam Leves Avosam. They need to be the paternal names, and the get will end up being Pasul. So we don't want him to get into the habit of thinking of his family name in terms of his maternal name. Why is it that we use Ben Avraham whenever we don't know the name? So the Mishneh Berurah says in Yod Aleph, Shem Avi Imo, Korinos, Imeinu Yodea Shem Avi Imo, if we don't know his maternal grandfather's name, Korinos Obeshem Ben Avraham, Al Shem Akosuv, Ki Av Hamon Goyim Nisaticha, because Avraham Avinu was considered the father of all nations. What about an adopted child? How do we call up an adopted child? So Dayan Weiss, Ben Chasitzchak, Chilak Aleph, Simen Kuflamid Vav says, we call him up with his biological father's name, not with his adopted father's name. However, the Lev Aryeh disagrees, and he says that you can use the adopted father's name. And Reb Shlomo Zalman says that certainly if we don't know the biological father's name, you can call him up by the adopted father's name. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. Suma, eino korei lefi sha'aser likos afilu os achas shalom en aksav. A blind person should not be called up for an aliyah because it is forbidden to read any of the words not from the writing. And unfortunately, the Suma is not able to see the writing. However, the Rama comments, Maharil kasav the achshav korei Suma. The Maharil says that nowadays we do call up blind people. Kamosha anu makrin bator lama aretz. Just as we call up to the Torah someone who is uneducated and also is unable to read. So likewise, we wouldn't have a problem with someone who's blind and is unable to read. So says the Mishneh Berurah in Yud Beis, the Ach of Korei Suma of Itaimo, the Chilman Shanu Noagin Shashliach Tzibur Korei Vu Korei Mito Chaksav, since nowadays we have a Baal Korei who reads from the writing, Shuv Lo Kapdin on Ala Ola, the Shomea Ka'one. So we're no longer concerned about the Ola if he's unable to read, because we can say Shomea Ka'one. Mishneh Berurah Yud Gimel, Kamo Sha'anu V'chulei, Rotze Lomar, Sha'anu Noagin L'Hakel Afilu Im Eino Yachol Likros Im Ashliach Tzibur Mila B'Mila Mitoch Haksav. So this is what we were referencing earlier, which is that nowadays we are lenient to call up someone, even someone who's not able to read word for word from the writing. V'al Korchach Mitam Haneskel El. It must be because we rely on Shomei Ka'one, since you have a Baal Korei who's reading the words. V'hu Adin B'Suma, the same applies to someone who's blind. Uledina Kvar Kasu Achronim Denagu L'Hakel K'Maharil, Halacha L'Maisa, we are lenient like the Maharil, that we call call up someone who is blind, or we call up somebody who is not able to read. However, for two readings, for Parshas Parah and Parshas Zachor, it is best not to call up people who cannot read the words by themselves. So the reason why is because we're not so confident that Shomea Ka'una should work. Because maybe Shomea Ka'ona makes it as if you said the words, but not that you really read the words from the writing. So says the Rav Yaakov Emden, Shelis Yavitz, and also Imek Bracha. This is quoted in footnote 14. So for a Kriya De'oraisa, like Parsha Zachor, we would not rely on Shomea Ka'ona for that purpose. What if someone is deaf, but he's not mute, so he's able to say the words, but he can't hear them? So says the Prima Gadim that he can be called up and he should read along together with the Baal Kore. That is in footnote 10. Tomorrow we will continue, Bez Hashem, with Simon Kuf Lamed Tes, Seif Dalet. Have a wonderful day.